With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, it's a 98.5 KTK morning show recap. For Wednesday, smack dab in the middle of the work week, November 14th.
Oh, this was great. We're going to warn you about your grandparents. We're going to help your dog's ears. We're also going to tell you about a dynamite divorce party.
And then we're going to help you travel.
That's right. You're going to travel. Yep. And ladies, we got some testosterone for you. And cigarette smoking.
We don't mean
storm. Well, I don't know about that. But yeah, and cigarette smoking, we'll give you the latest stats on that. Let's start out with your grandparents. There's the problem right there.
Yeah, this is probably going to... I would not recommend bringing up this subject at Thanksgiving dinner.
Yeah, right.
This is really kind of a doozy, especially with a lot of parents relying on their parents to watch their kids while they're at work. But there's a recent study that's found leaving kids with their grandparents actually could be bad for them. This reviewed about 1,400 kids, and they said they followed their emotional development from birth up to 8 years old, and they found that the kids that went to daycare instead of staying home with the grandparents were less likely to have emotional and behavioral problems.
Wow.
Than those and more likely to have better social skills.
Probably less structure with grandma and grandpa, but you go to a daycare, they're going to have more structure.
A lot more rules and everything. And let's be real honest, as being the first grandchild, I was the most spoiled thing on planet Earth.
Yeah, at a daycare, you're not going to get your way all the time.
No, that's what it is. And they also point out that there's 56 additional studies from 18 countries that found that kids never lost weight when they're with their grandparents. In fact, they got fatter. They said that grandparents may not be the best influence, of saying that the kids could end up suffering from poor health due to grandparents spoiling them with treats.
Have you seen Grandma's refrigerator? It's incredible.
Oh, gosh,
it's like a theme park.
We would go grocery shopping, and my grandmother would buy those little zingers that are like
the Twinkies,
but they're raspberry with coconut on top of them.
Ooh, really?
I loved them. And every time I'd go over to my grandmother's house, I would go right to that cabinet. I knew exactly where they were.
Yeah, that's the thing. My grandmother had the same cabinet. she had a glass jar, but instead of Twinkie cousins, they were like the little mini Hersheys, right? So the Kit Kats and then
Mr. Goodbar?
Almonds. Yeah, thank you. Wow. Of course, those never got eaten because when you're young, you don't like almonds. So.
Yeah, that's
true. And now that's like all I want.
Well, when I was growing up, all we had was ginger snaps and that ribbon candy in the living room that was all stuck together.
Oh, that's all you got.
That's right. Yeah. With the shards that would slice your throat as you're swallowing
it.
I remember that. We talked about cleaning your dog's ears. Believe it or not, a lot of owners are not doing this, and that can lead to some ear infections. If you notice your dog shaking their head or scratching their ears more often, if they're red, got a particular stinky, yeasty, foul smell.
Could be infection. Could be mites. There's a lot of stuff here in Florida that can crawl into your critter's ears.
Especially if you have a dog with long, droopy ears, like your Basset Hounds or your mutt with the foldy ear, or just one with a lot of hair there. They say that you should clean your pet's ears anywhere from once a week to once a month, depending on the breed itself. They suggest going to your vet first, getting a little one-on-one from your vet.
Yeah.
Plus, you're going to need a vet-approved ear cleaner for them, and just some cotton balls. You're going to take some of the liquid from the ear cleaner, put it in the cotton ball, and then kind of rub it around the outside of your dog's ears a little bit, and then kind of get further down. Then give that cotton ball a little bit of a squeeze so the stuff gets into the canal.
I like the way that instead of just taking the eyedropper and just, boom, putting it in the ear, it kind of freaks dogs out sometimes, you know?
Yeah. It would freak me out. I mean, when you can feel when that liquid is going in your ear. Yeah, so if you're, like, rubbing them with the cotton swab first, it's almost like it's like psyching them out. You know, you're getting an ear massage, you're getting a head massage.
Yeah, absolutely.
Little drips into my ear, that's okay.
Yeah, that's not so bad.
And then just let them, shake it all out. And by the way, stay away from cotton swabs, those little sticks, just like with human ears, can do a little damage if they go in too far. So this was an interesting story. There are people that have divorces, they have irreconcilable differences, and they go their separate ways and everything's fine. And then you have those that are just their best of friends when they're divorced, which is kind of strange. And then you have divorces like this lady named Kimberly in Texas.
A Texas-sized divorce.
Yeah, she was married for 14 years. Must have not been a very happy 14 years. In fact, she got her divorce papers finalized on Friday, and she couldn't wait to get to her house to get rid of her ex's imprint, all the pictures, all the memories of him. She put away the wedding ring. She's going to sell that or do something with it. And then she came to the white wedding gown that offered so much promise 14 years ago. Now just you're grinding your teeth over it. So some friends of hers have suggested, well, why don't you donate it to like premature babies or baptism gowns or something like that so they can repurpose the dress.
She's That's
like,
too wholesome and too yeah, genuine.
Exactly. She wants something more symbolic. So she decided she was going to have a dress burning celebration. But her dad and her brother, being dads and being guys in general, decided, well, why burn it when you can blow it up?
Yeah, why don't do anything when you can blow it up? I mean, don't guys love blowing things up?
Of course we do. So last weekend, she invited 40 friends over and family members to her family's farm, where the wedding dress was propped up on 20 pounds of explosive material. All right. So I think they nailed it. So a friend was there acting as the bomb tech, saying, hey, make sure you stand back far enough. I don't think it was a real bomb tech.
Yeah, I don't think so.
His T-shirt just said so.
Yeah, I think you had a couple PBRs, and then you thought you were a bomb tech.
Yep.
Hey, y'all, watch this.
Exactly. Hold my beer. Here's her shotgun. Or actually, she walked up with she walked 200 yards back, pulled her rifle in her hands, let the trigger go. The dress, oh, it exploded. It exploded quite nicely. In fact, people 15 miles away called the farm to see if they were okay.
Yeah, see, wow. That's nuts. Like, yeah. That's next level. Like, you don't just burn it like the Christmas tree at a New Year's bonfire party. Yeah. You're burning it like blowing it up and scaring your neighbors.
I love the smell of burning crinoline in the morning.
It smells like divorce.
She said it was a liberating experience pulling the trigger and felt it was proper closure. I would go a less explosive route, just personally, to make sure that you're not going to injure yourself. And then this was a really cool website that we stumbled upon, which is really good because I do love to vacation, but, you know, getting there is expensive. And then staying there is probably even more expensive than getting there, especially if you want to go to a nice, reputable place. So next week, November 19th through the 23rd, it's known as World Barter Day. And there's a website up that's called the New Global Barter Week Program. And what it does for this week, it allows people, instead of using cash, which a lot of, you know, mom and pop, bed and breakfasts don't have, they may need some handyman work. They may need a chef. They may need a tango instructor. They may need something that you might, some skill set you might have. They're willing to do barter. They'll let you come over and stay at their place for a week or two. And while you're there, you do a couple of little things
maybe
that they need.
Cook breakfast for the week or something like that. Yeah.
So that's how it works. There's over 500 properties on this website. It's at our website. Mm-hmm. And some of them are there just for this barter week, but a lot of them are there for year round. But basically, you just put in the skill set that you're willing to trade. So, Storm, you love to cook.
Right.
So if you were to say, hey, I will offer you a week's worth of gourmet dinners if you let me stay there for a week.
Right.
The bed and breakfast will say, all right, they may deny it, or they may say, yeah, it's a pretty good deal. And they actually have pictures of the bed and breakfast and the room and everything like that.
I love this concept.
Yeah, even the math to show you what you can do. So you actually have your vacation, and then, you know, when you're doing something you love, it's not really work.
Yeah,
that's true.
I mean, it's like teaching dance lessons. Like, sure, hey, I'll teach like a beginner hip-hop class. Like, I don't know if people in bed and breakfast want hip-hop, but I can do it.
Oh, you kidding me? Of course they do. But anyways, it's a cool little website that may save you a little bit of money and actually allow you to go worldwide or even in the country if you want to.
Cool.
This is good news. Testosterone generally associated with men, but menopausal women could benefit from testosterone. The problem is that for the longest time, doctors have shied away as a treatment for tiredness, depression, and low libido because they thought that the addition of testosterone would actually increase a woman's chance of catching or starting breast cancer.
Right.
And what they found is after looking at almost 2,000 postmenopausal women who were using testosterone patches for 4 years, there was no increase in risk of developing breast cancer.
And this was three different trials they looked at, so this was a pretty dense survey.
Very good survey. So it's something to discuss with your doctor, especially if you're suffering from depression, tiredness, low libido in your menopausal years. Maybe a testosterone patch may be the cure for you.
But yeah, because it doesn't necessarily have to be like, you know, when you think of the word, you think like aggressive male testosterone.
Yeah,
like
it's not.
This is about like the hormone itself, you know, and what you might need that your body's lacking.
Fist bump, yo, bro.
Hey, bro, let's have sex.
Yeah. So that's pretty good.
Wow.
Finally, this is a good statistic because for the first time ever, U.S. smoking rates are at an all-time low.
Congratulations. This is cigarette smoking rates, right?
Cigarette smoking. They said last year, just 14% of adults were considered cigarette smokers. That's down 1.5 from last year. Hmm. And back in 1965, back when Don Draper was passing out on the couch after a 9 a.m. cocktail, 67% of people were smoking cigarettes at that time.
Nothing like walking into Don Draper's office at 9:30 in the morning and he's mixing martinis.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I know.
Wow. How do you even get through the day?
Yeah,
it's so incredible. But hey, congratulations cutting down on cigarette smoking. You know, it's not cool anymore.
It really isn't. And you know, as an ex-smoker for 10 plus years now, right. I mean, it's tough. I quit.
You were saying 17 times to quit,
literally 17 times of like cold turkey, the patch, Chantix, whatever, and nothing worked. And I would get like, you know, 2 or 3 months into it and I'd fall off. And then I just kind of realized, look, you know, it's 5 miles into the woods, 5 miles out type thing.
You're right.
And it wasn't a habit you picked up overnight. And instead of beating myself on my head, I just kept trying different things. And then finally, I was using the patch, and I figured I'll just use the patch to the end of time because, you know, I don't have nicotine withdrawals and it's safer than inhaling.
Right.
And I remember it was like I was sitting up like, you know, I haven't had a patch on for a while. Like I looked and the patch was gone.
How about that?
And it was like 2 or 3 days. I'm like, oh, I feel fine. And
I'm cured.
That was it.
That's cool.
It's very encouraging. I just share my story for anyone who's trying to quit smoking.
Yeah. Because tomorrow's the Great American Smokeout. And actually, the state of Florida has programs that will help you if you don't have a lot of money. And most insurance plans will help you get patches and other quit smoking aids.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Then you're going to have that moment where you realize, I cannot believe I used to smoke cigarettes.
Especially when you're around people smoking. Yeah? Uh-huh.
Well, that's why it's good to hear your side, too, you know, because if people think they're sometimes with anything, it goes. But like people feel like they're alone or they're crazy. You know,
well,
is this so hard for me?
It is hard. Here's another little secret. You're going to gain 20 pounds. No ifs, ands, or buts. But guess what? You can pull that 20 pounds off after you smoke because you'll be able to do things without stopping to catch your breath.
That's right. You can do more treadmill than you could do. To be able to do.
So there's our show for today, Wednesday, November 14th. Of course, we're on the air live Monday through Friday between 5 and 10 on 98.5 KTK.
ABC, yeah.
Take it easy. Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.